Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
And now, you said summer's upon us, and indeed, it's coming up right around the corner. Can't believe we're already in May. Some events coming up that you're going to update us on.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd take this morning. You'll be hearing more about FAIR and schedules and everything like that. But yes, summer is upon us, which is crazy. I know the kids are anxiously ready and the teachers are ready to be out of school. But I just wanted to inform everybody in Franklin and Osage County that the FAIR books are posted on our website. Again, just listening here on the radio, I think the fastest way for me to tell you how to find those is just go in and Google search Frontier Extension District. Our website will come up, and those are under the 4-H tab under those counties specifically. We have those counties broken out specifically in Osage and Franklin County. That's not just to our 4-H members that are out there listening. It's also to anybody that wants to exhibit open class. All the rules and classes and opportunities that you can show and exhibit at FAIR are in those FAIR books. So those are posted. So now is the best time than any to get in there and to look at those FAIR books and see maybe what projects you can really hone in and start developing to exhibit at FAIR. So just a couple other big dates I just want to highlight for Franklin County specifically this morning. I'll walk through Anderson and Osage here in the month of May just to remind everybody. But a couple of things that I want to highlight in Franklin County this morning is that we do a family nomination form. And all animals and livestock need to be tagged. That family nomination, livestock, need to be tagged by May 15th, which that date's coming up very quick. And so if you're a 4-H member and you're not understanding the language I'm speaking, please contact the office ASAP so we can help you navigate what you need to get done. But that family nomination form is just a form that we do because we tag as family now and not as individuals. So we need all of that and animals tagged by May 15th. In Franklin County, we have a program called Born and Raised. This is if you birth your animal that you are showing at FAIR, which I really love this this award that we give out at FAIR because it really encourages our 4-H and FFA members to take that next step in their project and not just buy an animal, but actually physically go through the process of breeding their animal and then actually birthing that animal and then showing it. So it's really from birth to harvest, they can observe that and take all of that in. So I love 4-H members and FFA members that take advantage of this. But again, there's kind of a system and a checks and balance in place for that award and that form. We just need you to fill out a form stating where the animal was housed at and everything by June 16th. So that's coming up really quick as well. Also, our Mr. and Miss application. This is a program that we do for our teens. It's just an award that honorizes that kids that are exemplary leaders in our county that they can apply. They have an application. They go through an interview process. And then we really highlight those kids at FAIR. They help us do some special things. We get them radio spots on here with you, Blake. But those applications are also due June 16th. So again, the newsletter just came out. There's lots of dates, so be paying attention. And if you're a newer family, I know sometimes our 4-H lingo can be hard to navigate. And so please reach out to the extension office, to your club leader, and have us explain that process because it is important to understand those just because we've got to have, when we're dealing with so many kids and awards and different things like that, we just have to have some checks and balances. So lots going on. I am already excited and looking forward to FAIR. I know it's not until July, but I get so excited like a kid on Christmas watching all my 4-H'ers bring all their projects in. And so anyways, let us know if we can help you. If you've got any questions when you get in there, we are here to help. So we are excited for summer. And through the month of May here, I'll be highlighting some just the different events that we've got coming up here in June and July. So we're excited, Blake.
Exciting time for sure. Can't wait to see how everything shakes out. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Unique City District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.